Before we begin this flash tutorial on masking, we'll show you the finished product here. It's the glint effect with an intermediate masking technique. Glint effect with intermediate masking technique, any version of flash you work in. In this flash tutorial, which is suitable for all versions of flash, we're going to show you an intermediate masking technique, and it doesn't matter what ActionScript version you choose. I'm just going to choose an ActionScript 3 version, and I'm in Flash CS3. Okay, so we'll get right to it. I'm going to open Fireworks here. I'll bring up Fireworks where I have an image. I'm going to grab that image, highlight it, press Control C, and then get back into Flash and press Control V to paste that on stage and bring it in as a movie clip. Okay, so once that's on stage, let's make sure it has its own layer. We'll name it Picture. Then we'll give it a layer above it. And this is where we'll put our mask. Well, actually, first let's create a glint. We'll just use a glint for this demonstration. But anything can be under the mask. Okay, so above the picture, let's put another layer above the picture layer, and on the top layer, let's go ahead and double click it and name it mask, because that's where our mask is going to live. And here I'm going to name this glint. So you double click that layer and rename it glint, so you have mask, glint, and picture. Okay, so on the glint layer, let's create our glint. It's a shine effect, or a shine graphic. And so we just draw out a rectangle primitive, and we give it a gradient fill. And then we go to the color palette options of that symbol, and we remove the stroke. We don't want any stroke. And we manipulate the gradient to where the white is in the center, and it's also white edges. So you double click those colors to make them white if they're black or any other color. And then you want to make sure, come on, you want to make sure that the alpha is all the way down to zero on those two colors on the outside. So just the center white is solid. The two whites on the edge are opaque. And that will create the glint effect. See? As it goes over, it's going to make a nice shine on that thing. I like to cock mine to the side a little bit sometimes, so I'm going to free transform and just skew it just a little bit. So now when it goes through there, actually I'm going to skew it the other way because of the direction the keys are laying. There we go. And we can match up the keys, the angle of the keys. Yeah, that's good enough. Okay, so now we're going to create and right-click that symbol while it's highlighted, convert to symbol, movie clip, name it whatever you want in the library, it doesn't matter. Something you can identify. Registration, top left, movie clip, okay. Now, go inside of that movie clip, and we can just animate this thing now. You see how it's set on frame 1? Highlight frame 45. Highlight frame 45 and press F6 to create a new keyframe. Then in the center somewhere, you right click and you create motion tween. Then we just move it from where it is in the beginning point to our ending point where we want it to animate, so we just slide it on over. Okay, so now that thing's animated. Now we don't want it to continuously loop the light over the keys, so we're going to go ahead and extend the frames out to maybe about 140 or 120 and press F5. that extends the frames out, but it doesn't create a keyframe. That's what we want. Now let's go back to scene 1, the main timeline. Now here, now we have our glint. Now if we publish out by pressing F12, you'll see that glint going across the keys. You see that? Okay, so definitely need the frame rate up higher because that animation is choppy. So let's make this 26. Publish out again. Any day now. Holy crap. There we go. That's a better animation for it. Actually, I wouldn't mind it being a little bit faster, so I'm just going to raise the... You could go inside and make this... Let's just go ahead and make this. You click this, and you drag it. You can drag that keyframe, and that'll make the animation go by faster. Okay, so there's the glint effect. And I'm going to bring the alpha down on that symbol back in the main timeline, because I don't want it so bright. Maybe about 73. That's good. Okay, now let's make the mask. Let's create the mask on top. So you can go and grab the pen tool. Select the pen tool. And looks like we'll have... let's grab the white for the stroke on the pen. And you just go ahead and place it on one of the keys and click. Let go. Go to a new point, click, let go, go to another point, click, let go to another point, click, let go, and then close it up. Now you want to give it, you want to give it a fill. So let's hit this, the selector tool. We'll go down to fill, fill it with white. And make it have no stroke. Okay, so there's the first part of the mask. And if we go ahead and right-click the mask layer and select mask, it's gonna mask the glint. So now if we publish out, you'll see only that one key gets the glint. Watch that one key. Okay, so what'll happen is I'm just gonna... No, actually, let me show you a little bit more before I fill these all in. What'll happen is, if you try to place another symbol on the mask layer and have it cover some other keys and you publish out, you'll notice only that one symbol that's acting as mask shows the glint. And you're like, that's a big problem. A lot of people don't know how to address this. So you... What you do is you go inside of this drawing symbol itself, and that's where you put everything. So you can take this guy and press Control C, and you'll know because it has dots on it once you click it. Control C, Control Shift V to paste it in place, and then you make your new keys. You just put it where it needs to go. Hit the sub selection tool, and that way you can hit the edges. You highlight an edge, and you just use your arrow keys on your keyboard to put that little edge right where it needs to go. Hit the next edge, do the same thing. Okay, so I'm going to do this for all of my keys, and then I will resume the video and tell you and get you up to speed. Okay, now I've got all my little boxes placed in, and if I zoom in about 400, you'll see that they're laid up on the top of the keys, just covering only the top of the keys, because that's where I want the glint effect to happen. So let's go back to 100% and back to the main timeline. Get this guy back up to 100 so we can see him real well. And let's make him go a little slower, because I want to see it really good. You can make yours go as fast or as slow as you want. Now we have a mask that is effectively giving us the results that we want. So let's go ahead and press Control Enter, and there you see only the keys specified by the mask Only the keys that we desire to have the glint go on top of, those are the only ones that get it. You can see this middle row here has no glint. That row has no glint, and there's a lot of the keys still that have no boxes on them, so they have no glint either. And that's how it works. And you can make any shape. You can put any shapes in here. You can make a glint that would go along this curved line very easily. And that's pretty much the basics. Or the basics of intermediate masking. When you want more than just a rectangle to mask something. One solid rectangle. You can have many little rectangles. And those can actually be movie clips that are animated. And I'll show you that technique. Maybe even right after this one. Or I might wait a few days. Okay, we'll see you guys next lesson. But let's make sure we render that out one time so you get a look at it before I take off. Maybe get a good thumbnail for my video. Okay, guys. Peace out.